Video: Leah Thomas supports Biden administration's pro-trans rule changes to Title IX. By Paul Bois on April 18, 2023. Former Penn swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, expressed support for the Biden administration's proposed change to Title IX that will effectively ban schools K-8 from protecting women's sports from transgender athletes. As Breitbart News reported, the Biden administration's education department has been moving to block schools that receive federal funding from categorically banning biological males from girls' sports. In its proposed rule, the Department of Education said it would establish that policies violate Title IX when they categorically ban transgender students from participating on sports teams consistent with their gender identity just because of who they are. However, the proposed rule also says that it will recognize in some instances, particularly in competitive high school and college athletic environments, some schools may adopt policies that limit transgender students' participation. The rules will also provide a framework for schools to develop criteria that protect transgender students from being denied equal athletic opportunity while giving schools the flexibility to develop their own participation policies. According to USA Today, applications of the rule to K-12 schools could vary, with schools still being able to determine what is right for them under the proposed regulation, including considerations of grade and education level, a senior department official said on a call with reporters Thursday. In a video posted to social media on Monday, Leah Thomas voiced support for the changes but said that the Biden administration needs to go further and institute the changes in high school and college sports. "I'm a transgender woman, a former college swimmer, and the first trans athlete to be named Division I NCAA champion," Thomas said in a video. "I started swimming when I was 5 years old and it has given me so much. It has given me so many opportunities to learn, grow, develop and connect with my peers, opportunities I wouldn't have gotten if I didn't have access to athletics. That's why it breaks my heart to see trans kids across the country lose out on these opportunities." The Department of Education has proposed a new rule for Title IX regarding transgender athletes. This rule would prohibit blanket bans on transgender kids, especially in grades K through 8. However, it would not prohibit discrimination against trans kids in the high school and college levels under the guise of competitive fairness, Thomas added. Yale swimmer Isaac Hennig, another transgender athlete, also told the Associated Press that the changes should go further but commended the Biden administration for taking the first step. "I would love to see protections expanded to include elite and collegiate sports, but this seems like a good start," said Hennig. "Trans athletes should have the ability to compete on the team of their choice if their athletic skills allow it." Riley Gaines, the Kentucky swimmer who tied with transgender athlete Leah Thomas in the women's 200-meter freestyle event at the NCAA Championships, issued a response to Leah Thomas and called him selfish. "Under the guise of competitive fairness? Are you really trying to say you would have won a national title against the men? Does it not break your heart to see women lose out on these opportunities? The Biden admin's proposed bill denies science, truth, and common sense," tweeted Gaines. "This take is selfish and shows an utter disregard for women. The Biden administration is actively and aggressively working to pass laws that erase decent and fair treatment for women in sports," she added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on Tubi or rented at Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms, as well as on Truth Social at Paul Bois Breitbart.